And now, James Gravel.
In our last program, we observed that when people become Christians, there is something in it for them, both here and in the hereafter. There is nothing complicated about this concept, as the Apostle Paul wrote when he urged first century Christians not to let their minds be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. The simple truth is that being a Christian guarantees us the abundant life now, John 10:10, as well as salvation in Christ Jesus with eternal glory, 2 Timothy 2, verse 10. In Ephesians 3, verse 11, Paul wrote of the eternal purpose that God accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. That eternal purpose, of course, is man's salvation from sin. Salvation that is found only in Christ. That is why Paul spoke of the gift of God that is eternal life in Christ Jesus, Romans 6, verse 23. Obviously, then, we need to ask, how does a person get in Christ? First, a person must hear what God says about these matters. Romans 10:17 states, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Second, a person must believe that Jesus is God's Son. John 3:16 tells us, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Third, a person also must repent of past sins, which means that he is sorry for what he has done and will strive not to sin in the future. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Fourth, a person must confess Jesus as the Son of God. In Romans 10, verse 10, Paul wrote, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Fifth, a person must be baptized in water for the remission of sins. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter told the Jews who asked him what they needed to do to be saved, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Are you a Christian? If not, I urge you to become one today so you can enjoy the abundant life and the salvation which is in Christ Jesus.